Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, March 22, 2023. Your host tonight, I am Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, D.C. Tonight we are talking about Water World Day, and we'll continue looking at the plight of Zimbabwe exemption permit holders and efforts being made by a team from the government that is working in all the 9 provinces of South Africa, assisting permit holders who voluntarily want to return home in the event they fail to regularize their status by June 30th when the permits expire. Tinogamuchirai wadiwa vateereri muchirongwa cheLive Talk Diaspora Forum, umo tinotarisa zviri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika, tichiyeuchidzana zvakare kuti nhasi izuva rakakosha zvikuru sezvo pasi rose riri kucherechedza nekupemberera zuva rekuwanikwa kwemvura yakachena pasi rose reWorld Water Day. Tiri kuenderawo mberi tichitarisa matambudziko akatarisana nevana veZimbabwe vana magwaro eZimbabwe Exemption Permit ayo ave kusvika kumagumo kupera kwachikumi wegore rino. But first, let us kick off with the World Water Day. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called today for significant commitments to invest to, and investment to avert a growing global water crisis. Guterres told the PEGD General Assembly Hall that water is a human right but is in deep trouble. According to the United Nations, a quarter of the planet, which is 2 billion people, does not have access to safe drinking water, and it will only worsen. By 2030, the demand for fresh water is expected to exceed supply by 40% globally. Meanwhile, half the world of 3.6 billion people live without safely managed sanitation. This is deadly. The World Health Organization and the UN Children's Agency, or UNICEF, say at least 1.4 million people, many of them children, die each year from preventable causes linked to dirty water and poor sanitation. Cholera and other water-related diseases are once again on the rise. Guterres urged massive investment in water and sanitation systems, saying the international community cannot manage an emergency with outdated infrastructure. Climate change is accelerating the water problem, contributing to both severe drought and floods. In Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights implored the government to take tangible action to accelerate progress on ensuring access to safe drinking water and sanitation to more people and communities. In Zimbabwe's capital region, a swelling population is taxing the water supply. That supply is further strained by a failing infrastructure, vulnerable to contamination, and by political infighting that blocks improvements. The burden of finding clean water often falls to women. Keith Baptist reports.
Our water problem started when Harare began cutting off the water supply without alerting us. So we would walk long distances to find clean water.
Marjorie Sande manages this public borehole in Mbare, a poor and crowded suburb of Zimbabwe's capital city, Harare. Such sites shorten the distance to clean water, a blessing in a metropolitan area cursed with access problems for years. Water shortages and service interruptions affect the entire metro area, but they're felt most acutely in poor neighborhoods where few residents can afford to spend extra on water. Most residents go to public water points for free or low-cost access. Filling a 20-liter bucket might cost the equivalent of 35 cents U.S.
The tap water intermittently is not safe for drinking. The treatment plant is old. Then it's sitting on Lake Chivero.
Harare's mayor, Jacob Mafume, is talking about the man-made lake that serves as the city's main reservoir. It was created in the 1950s.
The lake was designed for a population of 500,000 people, and the greater Harare population has got 3 million people, so demand is outstripped supply.
Harare's sanitation infrastructure, overseen by the city council, is faulty. Pipes leak, sometimes mixing raw human sewage with drinking water. Purifying the water requires treatment with activated carbon and other chemicals, most of which are imported and costly.
The pumping itself is we can, at maximum levels, we should be pumping 1,400 megaliters, but we are normally down to 400 at our maximum because of the chemical issue.
Political feuding also muddies prospects for easy access to clean water in Harare. Mafume says the central government's ruling party, the Zimbabwe African National Union Patriotic Front, or ZANU-PF, won't undertake infrastructure projects that might make political opponents look good. The opposition party Citizens Coalition for Change dominates Harare's local government. ZANU-PF did not respond to VOA's repeated attempts to seek comment, to hear its side. But a 2017 report published in the Health and Human Rights Journal supports Mafume's allegation. It found that ZANU-PF leaders cut off funding to cities that did not support the party in the 2005 municipal elections. That forced cutbacks in water purification. Contaminated water was a factor in a 2008 Zimbabwe cholera epidemic that led to over 4,000 deaths. Nonetheless, President Emmerson Mnangagwa introduced a borehole plan in early 2022 to improve water access in Zimbabwe. It builds on long-running efforts by local and international aid groups to provide public water sites. Shamori Yamwana Sikana and others contend women should have more of a say in the design, management, and location of water points and sanitation facilities.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Back to the topic of the day. South Africa's online newspaper, MoneyWeb, reports that several Zimbabwe and Lesotho lecturers on exemption permits that allow them to live and work in South Africa have been told their services are no longer required by the Department of Higher Education and Training. They head to court this week to have their dismissal set aside as unlawful. The Zimbabwe Exemption Permit Holders Association says this is the latest salvo in a campaign to rid South Africa of Zimbabweans, even though most of them have been living and working in South Africa for more than a decade. The Zimbabwe Exemption Permit Holders Association and the Helen Suzman Foundation have taken the matter to court, arguing that the termination of the program will cause havoc in both nations and also result in the suffering of Zimbabwe Exemption Permit holders, their families and relatives. South Africa says it is looking for skilled manpower and not domestic workers, waiters and others. The majority of Zimbabweans under the ZEP program are gardeners, waiters, and farm laborers, among other low-level jobs. Joining us right now to discuss this issue, We have Mrs. Diana Zimbudzana Chambara from Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. And also, we are joined by Mr. Velempini Tutani Ndlovu, an immigration consultant who is also based in South Africa. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I can start with Mrs. Zimbudzana Chambara. Can you tell us more about what is currently happening with regards to the mapping exercise and the repatriation program? Because we understand that the government teams have been in all the 9 provinces of South Africa. They may not have finished what they are supposed to be doing, but we understand they are going to visit all the 9 provinces. Can you update us on what is currently happening?
Thank you very much for the invite. Yes, the staffers from the Zimbabwean government, that is the consulate, are traveling in all the 9 provinces trying to register those Zimbabweans who are keen and willing to be repatriated back to Zimbabwe at the expiry of the Zimbabwe exemption permit. So that project is ongoing, and it has to be lauded. It's a noble exercise that the Zimbabwean government is undertaking.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Ndlovu, we understand that some of the Zimbabweans are facing problems like issues of documentation, and the government is also helping in providing documents like birth certificates and temporary travel documents and even passports. What can you say about this?
Good evening, and welcome your listeners to the program. The Zimbabwean government has always had the Zimbabwean embassy, which is next to the mall, the Eastgate Mall in Bedford View in Johannesburg in South Africa. So they always have had people there who offer that service of offering people birth certificates, people applying for passports. That has always been the case. But there's no special program that's aimed at Zimbabweans who are on Zimbabwe exemption permits. And even this group of people who are supposedly going around the 9 provinces mapping, we have actually not seen them. I don't know where they announce where they're going to be, or they're just going around randomly. I actually don't know what it is. I've seen media reports saying that they are going around mapping and saying that they are registering people who want to be repatriated, but I've not seen them on the ground anyway, or I've not seen announcements of saying maybe they are going to be in Hillbro on such and such a day or such and such a place. So I don't know how they're actually disseminating that information that they're going to be at such a place at such a date.
Regai tidzoke kuna amai Zimbudzana Chambara. Manzwa zvataurwa navandlovu vari kuti havasati vanzwa kuti zvikwata izvo zvehurumende zviri mumatunhu ose mapfumbamwe kana 9 provinces emSouth Africa zviri kushanda sei, zvinenge zviri panzvimbo dzipi, zuva ripi. Pakashambadzwawo here mazuva achanga achiwanikwa zvikwata izvi munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana?
Hongu, indine pairi pandakaona pavakashambadza. Ndakatumirwa, zvichida ndakatumirwa nechikonzero chekuorganization kwandiri. Ndakatumirwa Cape Town, ndikatumirwa Durban, mazuva acho enzvimbo idzodzo. Saka zvichireva kuti, and ndakangotumirwawo nevanhuwo zvavo, zvichireva kuti pane pavakanga vashambadza. Asi ndinoda kubvumirana na bhuti vangu Ndlovu kuti mushambadzirwo wacho hazvina kuve pajekerere zvekuti vamwe zvinotova havazozvinzwi. Ndingangope mufananidzo wekuti gore rakapera vakashambadza kuti vachauya kuno kuprovinsi kwedu kuNorth West, vachizoenda kunonzi kuRustenburg kunobetsera nezvimabhesi nezvitupa nemapassport. Kushambadzwa ikoko shoko rakazofamba kakawanda neword of mouth, asi zvishambadziso chaizvo zvazhinji zvanga zvisina kunyanya kufamba muvanhu. Saka ndoona ipapo paine kamukaha karipo kanoda kuti kagadziriswe. kuti iyo hurumende yedu kana ichishambadza ichishambadze mashoko tichikwanisa kusvika kune vakawanda vanoda kubetserwa.
And Mr. Ndlovu, in this Ndebele, may you explain what you just said and if you can add what Mrs. Mbudzana Chambara said?
Oh, okay. Sikusho manje ukuthi uhulumeni uthi uzohamba ebhalisa abantu abantu abafuna ukubhalisa ngokuthi babuyele ekhaya, kodwa indlela uhulumeni akhipha ngayo umlayezo wakhona ukuthi uzobhalisa abantu kuphi awuhambi ngendlela, ngoba uhulumeni uthi uhulumeni waseZimbabwe uthi yena uzobe khona kuma provinces wonke ayi-9 eSouth Africa, kodwa njengamanje thina abanye asikezwa nokuthi babe kuphi labo bantu ababhalisayo ngaliphi ilanga. So njengoba eshilo lo omunye usisenginaye la kule program, uyasho ukuthi yena uthunyelwe i-message but ethunyelwa ngabanye abantu ukuthi labantu, so kumele kube le official communication eshoyo ukuthi abantu laba abahamba bebhalisa abantu bazobe besendaweni ethile ngesikhathi esithile. Okwamanje ayikakathishwa leyo mlayezo.
Thank you so much. Do stay on the line. Ms. Zimbudzana Chambara, your organization, the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, are you doing anything or are you working with any Zimbabweans or any other organizations in this process?
We are encouraging people. What we are saying to people through our social media platforms is that they should then be on the lookout, because like we have just said, the messaging from the representatives of the Zimbabwean government is not really going out into the vast majority of the people who need to buy assistance in this instance. So we are saying to people that they need to be on the lookout, and if anyone hears of anything pertaining to this program, they should then spread the message as far and as widely as they possibly can through their own also social media platforms, so that a lot more people can be assisted. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are mainly doing. And unfortunately, we are just here and there, maybe having discussions with similar organizations, but we don't want them to have too many cooks spoiling the broth. So we want to have a situation where we can all work, but not being congested on the same point.
Mm-hmm. Just an update. We've tried very much to reach out to Zimbabwe ambassador to South Africa, Mr. David Hama Dziripi, but his phone was just ringing. I hope he was busy or was in a meeting, because last week he spoke with us and he gave us an update, and we wanted the latest update for this week, but we'll keep on trying to reach out to him. I go back to Mr. Ndlovu. Now, Mr. Ndlovu, we have heard the reports that several Zimbabwean lecturers and Lesotho lecturers have been served with termination papers, or have been notified that their services will no longer be needed once their ZEP, the permits expire. And these lecturers are heading to court to challenge this. What do you say about this development?
It's an unfortunate development, because people have actually devoted most of their productive life into educating the people who are in universities in South Africa. And for them to just be summarily dismissed like that is not only unprocedural, but also against the Labor Relations Act. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the lecturers that... The lecturers that had actually gone to court, most of them, the three that you were talking about, they have actually won their case, and then they are supposed to be reinstated, but they want further assurances that they will not be terminated. So they've actually won that case, the first round of the case, where they took the university to court, and then the courts actually said that it's unlawful for them to be dismissed
in the
manner that they've been dismissed.
Thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. Let me bring in our first caller. Hello? I think the phone is cut. Okay, let me go back to Mrs. Zimbudzana. Amai Zimbudzana Chambara, Vana veZimbabwe vakawanda vangada kuziva kuti pane zviri kuvimbiswa here nehurumende pamwe chete nesangano reIOM ratirikunzwa kuti tiri kushandawo nehurumende kune vari kuzvipira kudzokera kumusha, nekuti vamwe vatiri kutaura navo vari kuti ivo havana cheuviri chekuti vakasvika kumusha vakwanise ngo vachitema misasa vachitanga ruvara, nekuti vamwe vakabva kumusha kakare. Pane zvamuri kunzwawo here zviri kuvimbiswa pane vari kunyoresa?
Pari zvino IOM iri kuti iyo inokwanisa kubetsera kuti vanhu vawane chokunodya kuda zvesvondo kana svondo mbiri vasvika kumusha. Asi zvekuti vanhu vagozotema ugariri, pari zvino hapana zvati zvanyatsobuda zvatati tanyatsonzwa. Saka zvichida nekuti izvi zvinhu zvinoramba zvichitaurika, zvichida nekufamba kwenguva zvichazenge zvichitaurika kuti zvofambiswa sei. Asi pekuti vanhu vambonotangira nechokudya nekuti vanhu vafambe zvakanaka vachinosvika kumamisha yavo, aiwa ipapo pati taurikei panenge pati pane jekesi. Asi zvimwe zvaasati zvanyatsosvika ipapo,
nekuti vakuru vanoti kuti unge uchikwanisa kuyambutsa munhu mupe chirauro anozviredzera pane kumupa hove, ipapo ndofunga ndo pachaita dambudziko, nekuti vakawanda vanenge vakutaiwa muno mandiri kunyange ndisiri kugara zviri pamutemo ndaanichinhonga-nhonga kuti ndidzokere kumusha ndisina chiri muruoko, zvinhu zvinonetsa. Ndodzokera kuna vaNdlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, many Zimbabweans we are talking to or who are speaking to Studio 7, they are telling us that they need assistance for them to start a new life in Zimbabwe, with some saying they left long back and don't even have a home to settle in, and they are also looking for assistance in acquiring land and all other things to start a new life with. What can you say about this?
What I can say is that the conditions that led most Zimbabweans to actually leave Zimbabwe have not changed. Like, the Zimbabwean economy has not improved. So if the conditions are still the same, I don't see many people who are in South Africa going back to Zimbabwe, because economic hardships is the main reason why most people actually left Zimbabwe. And there are still people who are in Zimbabwe experiencing economic hardships. So for someone who's in South Africa, who stayed in South Africa for more than 13 years, to now move back to South Africa, move back to Zimbabwe, is not going to be easy, especially if that person does not have accommodation, does not have any source of income in Zimbabwe, and they don't even understand the system, the economic system in Zimbabwe. Because I'm educated myself, but when I get to Zimbabwe, I struggle with this thing of multi-currency, this thing of bonds. I don't even understand how people in Zimbabwe actually are able to make a living, because that economy is not formal. It's not a formal economy. Everything is informal, and that's why you even find street vendors selling everywhere. And yeah, so the conditions that led people to leave Zimbabwe are still there, and they will not. That those conditions will make people not to go back. That's why some people are actually telling you that they've been working in South Africa, but they don't have anything back home to show. So it will be difficult for those people to go back home, because where will they stay? What will they eat there? At least here in South Africa, they are now used to the system that is there. So some are saying that before the permits, they were actually able to make a living. And if these permits are taken away from them and there are no longer any permits anymore, they will continue living like how they were living before 2010, because a lot of people who got permits in 2010 were already in South Africa before the permits were introduced.
Thank you so much. For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Ndodzoka kwamuri amai Zimbudzana Chambara. What are you urging the Zimbabwe government to at least do to help these people? Because when people heard that the government is now coming in to help, they expected that they will be getting something for them to settle instead of just what they've been getting or being promised by the IOM before the government announced that it is also going to be helping?
If it was possible, I would probably urge the Zimbabwean government to offer that which is at its disposal, things like land. I think if these people are then given portions of land in whatever area they are coming from, so that then they have a start to say, this is my portion, I'm going to start and stay here. I think that would actually help instead of them just assisting people in having paperwork. Because for now, that's what is being done, making sure that these people identify them as Zimbabweans to start off with, and then making sure that they have a paperwork to travel. I think they also need the pieces of land that they can then use to sustain themselves when they return to Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. And I'm inviting you callers to please join the show. Our lines are open. Just give us a call, and we can call you back. And if we call, please do receive our calls. If we call out then, I think we have another caller. Hello? Hello? Hello, Magadi?
Ibo Magadi.
Takasimba Baba, sitandiani?
Sitandi Morris, Murlanga Uno, Paltamusia.
Ah, okay, Moda Kulume, Regana Utaura, Gana Kuspika.
Una Utaura.
Taura iti, we Baba Nyatina, and Yue Guti, Shara Zimbabwe, Shupira Uzogera Gumusha, Shirukubatsi, Wane Urumende, Pamachetanema Masangano, Ne IOM, Kutishingerichi. Dzokera kumusha, tipei tinzwe nyaya enyu.
Ya, nyaya, kudzokera kumusha, tinoda zvakaizvo, tinoda zvikuru, but so far apa tandiriba kuzivisisa nekuda kubvunzisisa zvangu. Ndechekuti ko vaya vanenge vasina mapasipoti vakangouyawo munongoziva kuti vamwe akavari maboda jamba, vamwe vaifambira kurwizi, vamwe havana magwaro akaperera, vangoita zvekupoyawo vachitiza. Saka vanhu vakaita seivavo ngada kuziva kuti vangakwanisa here kuti vangatakurwa kudzokera kumba, kana kuti panongodiwa ivo chete vane magwaro avo iwavo emapasipoti.
Ipapo handizivi vangotonyatsogona kupindura here, asi ndichazopawo kune vadari vedu vangoti 30 seconds kupindura. Patakambotaura naambasada vaiti zvikwata zviri kutenderera matunhu iwaya ari 9 emusouth africa zviri kubatsira kuwanisa vasina magwaro ekuzvarwa, vasina mapasipoti, ndo saka vaiti vari kupa matemporary travel documents. Regai tinzwe kuna Mr. Velimpini if he has anything to say about this. The caller asked if the government or this program is also going to assist those without any documents in South Africa.
If you are in Zimbabwe and you don't have any document, it's very difficult for you to be given a passport because you need to have a birth certificate and then an ID to apply for a passport. So if you don't have the birth certificate or the ID, you cannot be given a passport. So you need to go back to them on your own to apply for a birth certificate and then apply for an ID. And then only after you've got those two documents do you qualify to apply for a passport. Even this temporary passport that's been given to people, it's only given to people with ideas and birth certificates.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Time is not on our side, and as usual, we are going to apply for extra time or injury time. I would like to take this opportunity to thank our guests, Ms. Diana Zimbudzana Chambara from Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, and Mr. Velimpini Tutani Ndlovu, who is a legal advisor, both based in South Africa. This is Jonga Kandemiri saying good night till we meet again next time on our shows.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see,